Writer Zora Neale Hurston is best known for her book, Their Eyes Were Watching God. The story follows a black woman's personal growth against the dominance of her abusive husbands. The book demonstrated Hurston's skills as a novelist and persuaded her to shift her ambitions away from her first love, the theater. She had written numerous plays, but many went unpublished and eventually disappeared among the stacks of papers at the Library of Congress. Only recently has Zora Neale Hurston, the playwright, been getting attention. NPR's Annie Wu reports.
Inspiration surrounded Zora Neale Hurston from the beginning. Born in 1891, Hurston spent her childhood in Eatonville, Florida, the first incorporated black community in the country. She returned to Florida in the 1920s as a highly trained anthropologist looking to document the voices of the people she'd grown up with. In her fieldwork, Hurston found the inspiration for her writing, African-American voices that reflected the humor, spirit, and dialect unique to her Southern heritage. Hurston learned their songs and stories and recorded them when she returned from her travels.
Wake up, Jacob! Day is a-breakin'! Get your whole cake of bacon and your shirt till shakin'!
The theater, Hurston believed, was an ideal place to showcase this black oral tradition. The song, Wake Up Jacob, sets the stage for her play, Polk County, a place where, as Hurston writes, the water tastes like cherry wine, and the migrant sawmill workers live temporary, working, loving temporarily, and often without thought of permanence in anything. At the center of the community is a larger-than-life woman named Big Sweet.
Where you think you going?
Take your hands off of me.
Give me that money back.
Take your hands out of my collar, woman. I don't allow no woman to button me up.
Well, I done it, Mr. Nunky. And looks like there ain't no help for it. Give me my Lonnie's money. You know I don't allow none of you low-life to gamblers to hook Lonnie out of his money. Give it here.
Ah, mother! Hell!
Shut up that racket. I mean to kill you. Beating my Lonnie out of his money. Gimme! If you don't, and that quick, they're gonna tote you through 3 yards. This yard, the churchyard, and the graveyard. Gimme!
Played here by Michelle McGee, Big Sweet is a lot more big than she is sweet. But it's the power of her tongue that overwhelms Nunky, performed by David Holm. Playwright Zora Neale Hurston created a heroine of Big Sweet, says John Lowe, a professor of English at Louisiana State University and a scholar of Hurston's works.
Zora Neale Hurston always said, "Let the people sing." It was her great perception at this time to see that dialect was not the mark of stupidity. It was rather the mark of a creative, endlessly inventive people, and that dialect was one of the great glories of the race.
In a 1939 letter read by Alice Burney, the literary manuscript historian at the Library of Congress, Hurston emphasized her conviction about the importance of documenting black culture.
She describes the cultures of Florida there, and she says on one page, "There is no state in the Union with as much to record in a musical, folklore, social, ethnic way as Florida has."
At a time when producers favored minstrel depictions of African Americans, Hurston envisioned a new Negro theater. Professor Lowe says it was to be a theater written by and about African Americans that captured the essence of black folk culture rooted in the Deep South.
She felt that whenever African American materials were handled by white people, and there was a long tradition of that, that inevitably the portrayals would slip into stereotype. She wanted the utterances, the jokes, the stories, the relations between the characters to be authentic and to come from the very heart of African American culture. And another thing that is very important about this, of course, is that it is actual history that we're seeing here, because Hurston is also showing us how people worked, how they were oppressed by the quarter's boss who comes in, after all, in Polk County and tries to impose the standards of the white world on these people.
3 years ago, the Library of Congress found Polk County among its collections, as well as 9 other unpublished Hurston plays, which had been largely forgotten. The Library of Congress recently displayed some of the original manuscripts. Alice Burney points to a prize discovery, a set design drawn by Hurston.
This is a scene set near a lake, and she has a curtain and refreshments and a tree and a boat, And she has sort of sketched this out with footlights in the front. And it's curtain for the tow sale. And what this is about is the young women of the town get up behind a curtain and stick their toes out. And the gentlemen, the young men, have to bid on the toes. And the money is for a charitable purpose. And then they get to have that girl for a date.
The design depicts a scene in Hurston's play Spunk. Finding the manuscript came as a complete surprise for the Library of Congress, Bernie says, because scholars only knew about Hurston's short story titled Spunk. No one knew she'd also written an original play by the same name.
The minute I opened this one, I knew this was the one that I liked best because it begins with a song that just lifts you right out of your chair. Ah, Mobile, huh? Ah, in Alabama, huh? Ah, Fort Myers, huh? Ah, in Florida, huh?
Ah, in Florida, ah, let's shake it, ah, let's break it.
But during her lifetime, only one of Hurston's plays ever reached a Broadway stage.
Most theater producers were looking for these successful living room melodramas. We find them in the copyright collection, thousands of them. And they're frankly rather boring, but they may have made fun vehicles for the theater in their time. But she was trying to do something so new that they weren't ready for her.
The Library of Congress recently held a concert reading of Polk County, which has never been professionally performed. Washington's Arena Stage is now considering a full production, and in her hometown of Eatonville, Florida, the Zora Neale Hurston Festival will also look into some of the other unearthed plays. Annie Wu, NPR News, Washington.